This is Poppy's Underground Bunker.
We will first discuss the numbers LeBron has had throughout his career. LeBron has averaged 27.2 points, 7.4 rebounds, 7.2 assists, and 38.7 minutes in his 15-year playing career. Up to now. He is on track to passing Michael Jordan in career...
We will first discuss the numbers LeBron has had throughout his career. LeBron has averaged 27.2 points, 7.4 rebounds, 7.2 assists, and 38.7 minutes in his 15-year playing career up to now. He is on track to passing Michael Jordan in total career points, assists, and free throws made. He is also on track on being a top 10 all-time assist leader, something Michael Jordan isn't even the top 20 in. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Michael has won more championships than LeBron. Michael's 6-0. He's never lost in the finals. Well, LeBron, has, as of right now, is 3-5. That is very true. But let's take a look at the teams LeBron has faced in the finals so far. Not to mention that he's a 4-time MVP, 5-time first team all defense, and a 14-time all-star.
Can't beat that.
In his first finals appearance, he was playing against the Hall of Famer and soon-to-be Hall of Famers Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Kawhi Leonard, with LeBron leading in all categories and the second highest scorer only being 12.8 points in the series he lost. LeBron then took on Hall of Famer Dirk Nowitzki, and with LeBron still getting used to being a part of a team with two other stars, he lost. He beat the Oklahoma City Thunder for his first championship that had three future MVPs in James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Durant. He got his revenge in 2013 as he beat the same Spurs that he had lost to. These finals made him the 10th player to win multiple finals MVPs and 5th player to win finals MVP back-to-back seasons. LeBron lost to the Spurs again, but averaged 28-7-4 while shooting 54% from the field. Now come the Golden State Warriors, who have the greatest shooter of all time and 2-time back-to-back MVP in Stephen Curry. He lost his first matchup against the Warriors due to Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving getting hurt. This was probably one of the biggest highlights in his career the next time he played the Golden State Warriors, as he was down 3-1 and came back to be the first team in NBA history to come back from a 3-1 deficit. He also did it against the two greatest shooters of all time, an elite defender in Draymond Green as well. He finally lost to arguably the greatest team of all time in the 2018 Golden State Warriors, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Stephen Curry, and Klay Thompson. LeBron has faced the most fierce competition throughout his career, in a time where basketball is at an all-time high in difficulty. Players have gone better, and the three-pointer has become a crucial part of the game. And super teams are now the new norm. In all this change that happened in the league, LeBron remained the best player in the league and was always in the MVP race. The game has changed, and LeBron has adapted with it. The game of basketball has become faster, with the skill level being much higher than it was before. He has the numbers to prove that he is the greatest player of all time, and he honestly is. It's time to change the way we think of the greatest player. I hate you!
Yo, I'm doing this. Okay, I promise I won't do it anymore.
He has the numbers to prove that he is the greatest player of all time, and he honestly is. It's time to change the way we thought of the greatest player of all time in the NBA was, because it is clearly LeBron. The best part, however, is that he's only in his 30s, and he is still playing. Being able to watch the greatest player of all time is amazing, and we shouldn't take it for granted. He won't play forever, and soon we'll only have videos of him taking over the game millions love and play.
Michael Jordan might be one of the greatest basketball players to ever play, but LeBron James is the greatest player to ever play.